Homily for Monday, May 8th, 2023. This is the homily which I gave on the Sunday readings on Saturday and Sunday. I'd like to reflect with you on where we are. Where we are liturgically, and where we are more basically as disciples of Jesus. The liturgical time we're now in is called Easter time. It began with Easter and will end with the celebration of Pentecost. This year, that will be May 28th. After Pentecost comes ordinary time. Easter time, what we're in right now, recalls the resurrection of Jesus. But it does more, much more. It has us reflect on the different appearances of the Lord to his disciples. It wants to teach us how to recognize the presence of the risen Lord when he comes among us and comes within us. So Easter time is very much a learning time for us. We are to learn, especially from the Gospels, learn how to recognize when Jesus is with us. Today's Gospel from John calls us to learn from other disciples, especially from Thomas and Philip. Truth be told, I think we've misunderstood Thomas. We call him Doubting Thomas. But for me, he is a great model disciple because he's honest about his own experience. Today's gospel scene is Jesus saying to his disciples, "In the future, I am not going to be with you as I have been with you. But I am going to be truly with you. I'll be closely with you, drawing you to myself." And he says, "You're going to recognize my presence." That's basically what Jesus tells his disciples. It's a description of his presence to us and a promise. Then comes Thomas. He responds to Jesus' beautiful words and promise honestly. He says, "Jesus, I just don't get it. How? How will we be able to recognize your close presence to us? How will we be able to recognize your presence taking us closely to yourself?" And let's be honest here. Isn't that something we've all felt or feel? Then comes Jesus' response. He says to Thomas, to Philip, and to us all, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus is saying, "You will truly know me, closely and intimately know me, once you begin to make my way your way. Once you begin to make my truth, how I see things, your truth, the way you see things. Once you begin to make my life, how I treat people, your life, the way you treat people." Once that happens, once we're on the road of real discipleship, living and loving like Jesus, then Jesus says and promises, then you will come to know God's presence at work within you and among you. Easter time calls us to act like disciples, like Thomas and Philip, who ask honest questions. As disciples, we will always, always be questioners. That's what a disciple does. That's how a disciple learns. Not to question is to run from learning, and so run from being a disciple. So the invitation comes from Jesus to each of us today. Question. Question where I am in your life. He says to us, look for me. Search for my presence within you and among you. And when you sense yourself wanting to make what you hear in the Gospels become your own way, your own truth, and your own life, then you will know and know deeply, I am with you, and I am bringing you into my own wonderful light.